ESPN Kansas City presents Golf Underground, powered by Mariner Wealth Advisors, helping you navigate your financial future.
Welcome to Golf Underground, ESPN Radio, back in studio. Happy Monday. Summer is here. Wordo's smiling. His beautiful blue eyes are just gazing right through this microphone right at me, and I'm just so excited to be with you here today.
No, I'm just so excited too, Sully. It's good to be back. Good to be back in.
It is good to be back with you, and you know, I was sitting with a few friends yesterday in the pool at the Village of Loch Lloyd, and I was drinking some passion fruit Truly. It's fantastic, right? And I was informed that you're going back to the Top Golf Championships in Las Vegas. Is this true, Wardo?
This is true. We had our local qualifier last Monday here in Kansas City. You'd think that they'd give the former champs, you know, maybe an exemption, but nope. We had to go peg it up, and so somehow we got through and won against some other good players down the stretch.
Really? That is fun.
So mid-August, we're going back.
So you go from a U.S. Open qualifier to back to the Top Golf qualifier. I mean, emotionally, is there a difference between the two?
What's sad is I was more nervous at the Top Golf qualifier. So that tells you something.
Even with the VODs in you? Because you had to have a couple VODs.
A couple light ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. And you're going to let me caddy for you out there, maybe?
Yeah, you want to come along? MGM puts you up in a good spot. They've got a great Top Golf out there, and they treat the 2017 champions very, very nicely.
So wait, you won it 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Nice. All right. Well, listen, I'm just so proud of you. I want you to know that, right? You couldn't even win your damn flight at the member guest at the Womel, but that's,
no.
You know, it's baby steps for you.
It is baby steps.
Right? Well, listen, as much of a champion you are, we've got another stud golfer on our program. Now,
we got a real stud golfer.
There's a real stud golfer, right? Now, we had an opportunity to have his buddy, I don't know, what was that, 4 months ago on a nice Saturday during the NCAA championships. You said, Sully, we've got this caddy, Big Cat. You're going to love this guy. He comes in. He's got the hat on backwards. He looks like a big cat, right?
Yeah.
We had a blast with the guy.
He's the man. We've become good pals, and you know, he's just fun to talk to, fun to be around, and clearly he works for a great guy in JT Poston. So
yeah. So on the show, the Underground, we've got the one and only, straight from Western Carolina University, JT Poston. JT, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, nice job yesterday or during the weekend. It's pretty good.
Thank you, yeah. I mean, we wish yesterday could have gone a little better, but overall, playing in the final group on Sunday is always a good thing, no matter what.
Was it tough going into that final group being six shots back? How'd that go down?
Yeah, it's definitely a little different. You obviously still are trying to shoot a ridiculously low number and try and catch Nate, but you know he's playing some good golf, and so it's just important to get off to a good start, which is not what we did. But yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah, I bet, right? So wait, he finished minus 25. That's a big course, or big score, or low score. How was the course? Was it set up pretty easy? Because those scores were off the charts.
Yeah, the scores were low. I would say, especially earlier on the week, it was pretty. The greens were soft and the fairways were firm. So it's not a long golf course as it is. It's pretty tight, but if guys are hitting fairways, then you've got wedge in on almost every hole, it feels like. So a lot of chances, and if the greens are soft, guys are going to be able to fire at 10.
Yeah.
That's kind of was the case. It firmed up a little bit on Sunday, but for the most part, it was pretty gettable.
So looking back, would you have rather been in, paired with somebody that was level with you versus, you know, being six back, or, you know, clearly he got off to a good start, you didn't get off to a great start, or did it not matter at that point and you were just kind of basically trying to get it in the house as good as you could?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was kind of a unique opportunity too, because obviously you're trying to win a golf tournament and you never really know what can happen on a Sunday, but at the same time, there were two spots up for grabs for the British Open yesterday. And so in the back of your mind, you're thinking, if I'm not going to win this golf tournament, I need to play well enough to have a chance at locking up one of those spots.
Right.
So it was kind of a unique scenario, a unique deal. I mean, obviously I would have liked to have been closer than six shots starting the day. But it is what it is.
Yeah, well, and every spot matters, doesn't it? I mean, there's cash to be made on these things, right? I think a lot of times folks forget that every putt is worth a few bucks, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, absolutely. When you finish 11th, that's a pretty nice paycheck, right? That takes heat off a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the paycheck's nice, but what's real valuable at this point in the season are those FedEx Cup points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the money list is no longer a thing. It's all about the FedEx Cup points, whether you make playoffs or how deep you go into the playoffs. And every year it seems like it comes down to, you know, one or two points, which is, a fraction of a stroke over the course of the season. So, yeah, it's important.
So give the listeners a little bit of a background into your journey. Clearly, you played at Western Carolina. Why? I was told to ask you, why not North Carolina? Were you not good enough?
Exactly what it was. Yeah. So I was kind of a late bloomer. I've always been a Tar Heel fan my whole life. Still follow them pretty closely. But I went on an unofficial visit. Saw the campus, talked to the coach, and I mean that was where I wanted to go. And basically, the coach told me I was one of about 8 or 9 guys that he was looking at for my class, and that I was pretty much at the bottom of the list. And he didn't think I was good enough to play on the team at that point. So it kind of sucked. And hearing that from the coach at the golf program that you want to play for, but at the same time it kind of lit a fire inside of me. I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna go somewhere else and whoop up on him for 4 years and mm-hmm. see what he says after that. And that's kind of just gave me a little extra motivation. But he pretty much told me I wasn't good enough to play.
Yeah,
play
so it's a motivator, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what allowed you to get better? Was it kind of every year you slowly got better, or did you start working with a unique swing coach and all of a sudden things started clicking? Or obviously, I know you're solid. You're shooting some low scores in high school, shooting 63 in an event. But what was the catalyst that kind of made you be able to whoop up on the Tar Heels?
It was more just my game kind of maturing a little bit. I didn't really hit it very far as a kid, and but always had a really good short game and putted it really good. And once I grew a little bit and started hitting it further and wasn't hitting 4 and 5 irons into every par four, the game just got a little easier. And that short game stayed pretty sharp, and all of a sudden I started shooting some scores that were pretty low.
Nice. I love it. Tell the listeners a little bit about your the way you got your card and how you got it. I heard that there was a little bit of fireworks into how you got your card.
Yeah, I definitely went the unconventional route. So most guys go through Q school and get their card at final stage and then play a whole season on the web and get their card that way. And I tried Q school and missed getting through first stage by a shot, which was pretty painful. And started 2016 with no status anywhere. I did Canadian Tour Q School and had conditional status, but wasn't really great conditional status after that. So I was really looking at playing mini tours and doing a couple Mondays for 2016 until Q School rolled around again. And I Mondayed into a web event in Indiana. Made the cut on the number. Forget what I shot on Saturday, but played solid, moved up the leaderboard a little bit. And then Sunday, I was playing really good. And top 25 gets you into the next event, which is a big deal for me with somebody that has no status for that week. And get to the last hole, and it's par 5. I hit 2 shots in front of the green, and I've got about a 20, 25-yard chip shot, pitch shot. And they blow the horn for weather, and so we had about an hour weather delay. I go inside, and I'm looking at the leaderboard and everything, trying to figure out what I need to do to finish top 25, because at the time I was 27th or something like that. And turns out I needed to chip it in order to lock up that top 25 shot. So hour goes by, I go out there, and everybody's hitting balls, warming up, and I just hit about 40 of these 30-yard pitch shots. You're out there on the course, and knocked it in for eagle.
Wow.
Which was pretty wild. Got me into next week, and the next week I finished solo third, which got me starts on the web for the rest of the year. And, yeah, from there I just played – I played really solid golf and went and got my tour card, finished 10th on the money list. So
see, I love that.
Went from having no status in April to playing in Napa in September, which was pretty wild.
Man.
That's unbelievable.
Well, the Monday qualifier, right? I mean, those are sort of the stories that are fun, right? These little steps. Now, of course, each step along the way, JT, he had to be like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this just happened, right? And then you do it the next week, right? And oh, my gosh.
Right.
And then you get your tour card. Now, all of a sudden, really good things on tour are starting to happen to you because you've created these things. But are you ever satisfied? And I know that's sort of a question that we know the answer is going to be no, I'm never satisfied. But do you ever get a chance to just sit back and say, oh, my God, this is freaking cool. This is what I'm doing every week now. And there's still stress, but my God, it's not as stressful as when you were sitting on that tee box for a Monday qualifier wondering if you're going to pay your bills and the sponsor money's going to keep coming, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, it's still there's different stresses. And this, I mean, everybody that plays golf professionally is a dream and the goal, and probably since they were a kid, is to get on the PGA Tour and to win on the PGA Tour. And so, you know, it is nice. I mean, I try and do a good job of kind of stopping and taking it all in and smelling the roses a little bit. That was kind of one of yesterday being in that final group. That was one of my goals for the season, and to be in that spot. And obviously it was a tough spot, being six back and didn't really play great, but I tried to just enjoy it and take it in. I mean, it's fun. It's what I wanted to do since I was a kid. So you can't just not take it in.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the biggest thing you took away from yesterday that you'll draw on in the next month, 3 months, 9 months, whatever?
I think just the experience. I mean, I thought I was going to be a lot more nervous and anxious than I was. So I was pleasantly surprised with how I felt stepping up on the first tee and knocking it right down the middle. And, you know, it just wasn't a good day. I mean, it was one of those days where I just did not hit it good, but I don't really think it was nerves. I didn't feel nervous or anxious or uncomfortable. It was just kind of one of those days, and we might have tried to push it a little bit, trying to make up ground. I mean, when you're six back, if you don't get off to a good start, then it's going to be hard to catch up. So we might have pushed it a little bit, but that's something that I'll remember, and next time we're there, I'll do a better job.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. I mean, it was fun. It was fun watching. Right, just knowing that there was a small chance we'd get you on the program. I mean,
you had more fun because you're drinking Trulies.
I had Trulies. I'm watching you at the bar, the TV behind the bar, JT. I mean, and I got to tell you, I was stressed for you until my third Truly. It all came full circle for me.
My family always says that they're always way more stressed watching me than. And I'm stressed out there playing. Once I'm out there playing, that's my comfort zone.
Yeah, so. I bet. All right, listen, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we want to delve into some of your funny stories with your buddy Aaron there, because you guys have had some great content. You know, I follow both you and Aaron. Aaron, he's like one of the Kardashians on Instagram. I mean, the amount
he
of
is,
posts.
He's a social media superstar.
So maybe you could share some tips for Wardo and I. We're still trying to work our social media game. So, hey, we're having a great time with JT Poston on the Golf Underground ESPN Radio.
This is Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM.
Do you have retirement dreams about perfecting your swing and spending your time on the green? Or maybe you have a bucket list of golf courses you'd like to travel to. Whatever your financial goals are, Mariner Wealth Advisors is your advocate. We take the same care in understanding where you stand today as we do in understanding where you want to be in the future. Then, we help you set a personalized plan to help you achieve your long-term vision. Contact Mariner Wealth Advisors today to start your financial planning journey. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location near you.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
Stem cell therapy worked for Barb Hurley quicker than she ever hoped for.
Had it done on September 1st, and within a month, I was active again. And within 2 months, I was able to stand all day and get back to an active life that I hadn't had for 2 years.
Got pain? Contact the nation's leader in regenerative medicine for a free consultation. Kansas Regenerative Medicine Center in Manhattan and Kansas City. Your stem cells, your health, your life.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified, or organic farms, prime-going regions, artisan producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked, honest, clean food.
Hey golfers, this is Frank Bull. There's a lot new going on at Heritage Park Golf Course off Lackman Road in Olathe. A new practice facility with 3 Zoysia practice areas, 2 bluegrass practice areas, and 2 new sand bunkers, all sitting just below a brand new patio deck. Combine that with the driving range and one of the most beautiful courses in the metro, and you've got your one-stop golfing spot. Heritage Park Golf Course, 913-829-4653 for tee times.
Hi, this is Brian Sullivan, co-host of Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City. Hey, when I'm not bringing my fantastic double-digit handicap to the course, my company, Precise Selling, works with companies to create sales champions. Hey, the best golfers get to the top by having a swing process and a game plan from the time they step on the first tee to the time they finish their putt on 18. Now, at Precise Selling, we teach salespeople how to prepare for each sales call. We give them a process to steal customers from their biggest competitor, sell more to current customers, and negotiate like a pro. So come see me at PreciseSelling.com to learn how we can help turn your team into a team of top sales performers.
Summer's here, and that's a great time to think about protecting your biggest investment, your home. Hey, it's Lebo here for Serta Pro Painters, my favorite home painting company. Painting is a quick, cost-effective way to protect and grow the value of your home this summer. Call 1-800-GOCERTA to reach your local Serta Pro professional. They'll handle all your needs from there. Estimate, picking colors, completing the job, all the way through cleanup. And they'll always put together a firm estimate right up front, no extra charges, no surprises. Serta Pro is always top-notch. I know that because they've been great for me every time I've used them at my place. Their personal touch really makes the difference. Serta Pro's summer calendar is filling up, but they've still got some spots available. Secure yours right now. Each Serta Pro painter's business is independently owned and operated, so it's a national company with a local feel. You can find them online at CertaPro.com. Remember, that's Serta with a C. Let Serta Pro painters help protect your home from another hot KC summer. Give them a call at 1-800-GO-CERTA or find them online at CertaPro.com. Serta Pro painters, we do painting, you do life.
Welcome back, Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. Sully and Wardo back in the house here at ESPN Radio. We're having a wonderful time. And we are blessed today because we've got JT Poston, I don't want to say up-and-coming rising star, JT, because you're already starting.
He just is a star.
He's starting to crush it already. I mean,
he is a star.
When is it okay to say, you know what, no, I'm not up-and-coming. I'm already freaking here. When is that acceptable?
That's a great question. Maybe after that first win or somewhere along those lines. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
He's knocking on the door. He's knocking on the door.
Well, it's a good start. Once you find yourself on the Golf Underground, JT, I mean, you've pretty much arrived, you know?
Yeah. Now, this is from here on out, I'm here.
This is it. Well, listen.
Not up and coming.
Hey, JT, do me a favor next time you see Woodland at an event. Just go up and say, Wardo wants to know if I need to work on my strut a little bit. Can you teach me how to work on my strut?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I don't know if he has a better strut than Brooks, but he does have a bigger butt.
Yeah.
So
well, and look at we two launched his career.
Strut is as good as it gets.
Yeah, he's got a nice can, doesn't he?
So just so you know, ever since your caddy came on, we launched his singing career.
Yeah.
Ever since Woodland came on, we launched his career. So just so you know, a lot of good things happen after they come on the underground. And speaking of launching careers, we have a little clip for you.
Well, let me ask you. So I was curious about this, JT, because Aaron at the Zurich, he sang a little song for you, right? And I understand that you set it up so that he got the microphone, because for the listeners who didn't watch the Zurich, you have walk-in music for each one of you guys, right?
Right, correct.
And so you get to pick the song that's going to pump you up. But tell us that. Were you able to find a microphone for him? How'd you get this set up so that you're not just listening to it? It was Fleener, your caddy, actually singing this.
So it was an idea that I came up with, or we came up with about a month before the tournament. We got some emails from the tour saying, you know, we're doing walkout songs again at the Zurich, and, you know, they wanted us to go ahead and submit them. And so we submitted Colin Baton Rouge, but there was like a special request section or whatever. And I said, can I get a live mic on the first tee so that my caddy can sing it instead of just listen? Because, we did it a couple of years ago. It's cool, but everybody does it. And it's kind of awkward at the same time because people don't really know what to do. It's different. And so I was like, we got to do something different, something fun. And Colin Baton Rouge down there in New Orleans is a big hit as it is, and having him sing it was pretty cool. Now, and I think they enjoyed it.
Did you know that that was his favorite song to sing?
Oh yeah, I've seen his action in a karaoke bar well past midnight.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, listen, we're gonna play the clip. We're gonna get a little get the memories going here. And this was Fleener singing it here on the Golf Underground. So let's tune into Aaron to motivate us today.
Country music legend straight from Nashville,
Big Cat
Fleener with the song, the Garth Brooks classic, Calling Baton Rouge.
Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, put her on the line. Gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Oh, and Baton Rouge.
Is that unbelievable?
So good.
Does that get the hair standing on the back of your neck or what?
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. People, especially a few weeks after New Orleans, I mean, he had players, he had caddies, he had fans in the crowd coming up to him, asking him to sing it. I mean, everybody was impressed.
That's so good, so good. All right, switching gears, I want to dive in a little bit on what it was like playing with Nate Lashley, knowing kind of the history. I actually grew up playing junior golf against this guy. Well, I grew up in Kansas, he clearly grew up in Nebraska, but what was it like knowing the backstory and just kind of all the emotions that were into that, even though I know that you didn't win, but what was it like to be part of that?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool. We had a front row seat to some impressive golf considering all the circumstances. I mean, what he's been through in the last 15 years or so, I guess, and, you know, trying to win on tour for the first time, and it was impressive. I'm sure he was pretty emotional there at the end when it was over, but during the round, he showed no signs of, you know, nerves or letting his emotions get the best of him. So, I mean, it was impressive.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. So on a lighter note, tell us a little bit about what happened on 18. I saw some giggles and some laughter, but I don't know the backstory. So fill in the listeners.
Yeah, so we're on 18, and we've got a massive crowd that's been following us since probably the 14th or 15th hole, whenever those grandstands start getting bigger and bigger. And since we're the final group, once we finish out the hole, they kind of hop out of the grandstands and follow us. So by the time we get to 18, we've got a ton of people sitting there watching us, and they've been drinking all day, and I tee up my driver, and I'm kind of going through my routine, take a couple practice swings, I get over the ball, and I'm probably a couple seconds from taking it back and hitting this thing. And a guy, so it's really quiet, and a guy yells out that it looks like my ball is teed up too high. He just yells out, your ball's teed up too high. And it's dead silent, and like nobody, he's obviously trying to get attention. Nobody laughs. And so I back off, and Aaron just kind of like turns his head and looks right, like takes two steps towards him, and he goes, dude, shut up. the way he said it, and just like everybody kind of laughs about it, and I couldn't help but laugh because I know that Fleener loves nothing more than a little crowd control. That's probably the favorite part of his job. So I know deep down, and I'm pretty sure he was pretty aggravated with the guy at the time, but I know deep down he enjoyed being able to step up there and say something to him.
Fleener looked more upset right then and there, now that you say that, than he probably was after Kentucky lost the the Elite Eight game here in Kansas City.
Oh yeah, he was not happy. I mean, I hit the tee ball and I pulled it left and wasn't in a good spot. And I go over there to the bag and he's like, "Please do not let me go beat this guy's ass." And I said, "Please do not do that." And somebody in the crowd overheard us, and he said, I'll give you $100 if you go do it." And I said, "Nope, we'll get fined a lot more than that if we do."
Oh my god, that's funny.
It was kind of one of those days, frustrating day, and that was kind of the icing on the cake. But we can laugh about it. It was funny.
Hey, what's it like? I know, because you two are buddies, and it's sort of, well, it is fun to watch the relationship between you two. And not all caddy player relationships are the same, right? Some are buddies. No. Some there's very professional break, in that relationship. Why is this important to you? To have Aaron as a friend and part of your team. I mean, why have you chosen? I'm not going to have sort of this stiff guy who I'm talking down to, but he's really part of what we're doing out there together. Why is that working for you?
Yeah. I mean, it's so the player caddy relationship, you spend so much time with each other. So you got to be it's got to be somebody that you at least have a lot in common with. And you know, it's easy. You know, there's so much downtime. People don't realize there's so much downtime in between shots for us. That I don't want to talk about golf. I don't want to talk. Right. I mean, we do that every week. I want to talk about Kentucky and Carolina basketball, or talk about, you know, the people in the stands, the stuff that we're seeing, the stuff that we're hearing. I mean, anything, NFL, it doesn't matter.
What about Kansas? Kansas basketball too.
Kansas, yeah. I can get behind some Kansas basketball.
I like it.
No, but that's interesting. You know, a lot of folks don't realize that that's what you guys are talking about. You're just BSing in between shots.
It's never about golf. It's always about, you name it. We've probably talked about all of it.
Wouldn't it be cool? Hey, wouldn't it be cool if the PGA mic'd you guys up?
Yes and no.
No, think about that. Think of the content, right? Just those stories. And certainly not, don't do it live, but can you imagine the amount of fun stuff would be in those conversations?
Yeah, I think if they could edit it and maybe be prepared to bleep out some stuff, because there's some conversations that go on that probably wouldn't be good to hear on TV, but it'd be entertaining for sure.
All right. Listen, we're gonna take another short commercial break. By the way, JT, thanks for staying with us through these commercials. But we've got a few more questions we'd love to ask you. Would you stick around just for a few more minutes?
Sure, absolutely.
All right,
you're awesome. Way better than Colt Knost, by the way.
Oh, please tell Colt that. I'm gonna tell Colt.
Way better than Colt Knost. Way better than Woodland.
Yeah,
equally as good as Joe Scovern.
True.
Love it. I'm the favorite. I love it.
Yeah, true. Well, listen, Joe LaCava, I'll give you one quick story before we go to break. So LaCava grew up in the same area I grew up in, Connecticut. And so Wardo and I saw him down at the Dell match play, and I thought this was my big moment, you know, because I grew up a caddy. So I said, this guy, he's like the king of caddies. He's caddying for Tiger. And I'm thinking, I'm going to go up and break the walls down. Hey, you're from my hometown. You're a member at my country club. He looked at me like I had 12 eyes. Right? Totally blew me off, went back to eating his casserole, and I just kind of shimmied away, you know? So
totally big time, dude.
Oh, totally big time. All right, listen, we're having a great time. JT Post and Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
You're listening to Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM. Cowell Insurance Services is your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. They're dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. CIS has provided insurance claim and loss control services to various industries, including trucking, construction, retail convenience stores, and healthcare, as well as public entities for over 30 years. They work with both retail agents and industry clients, or a combination of the two. If you're tired of fighting the rising costs of premiums and claims, give Cowell Insurance Services a call. Their dedicated staff is ready to find you the best insurance option at the most competitive price. They can help to define or enhance your safety program in order to move you in the right direction in reducing your claim and premium costs. Contact Cowell Insurance Services today, 816-214-4070.
Hey, Wardo, I'm so sick of my handicap rising, and every year I feel like I'm losing yardage. Do you have a solution for me?
Of course I do. SwingFit is a goal-focused platform that is fitness-based, centered around getting your golf game better. SwingFit will help you become more biomechanically sound in the gym and on the golf course. From the golf perspective, what you're going to see is a series of movement patterns and drills in order to get you better and to help you achieve your goals. You will be introduced to some exercise centered around increasing golf strength and club head speed.
The team at SwingFit is TPI certified, which is the gold standard for those tour players you watch on Sundays. If you want to take the next steps to hitting the ball like them, call 913-269-1300 for more information or go to thegolfstable.com.
Stop by Rawhide Harley-Davidson in Olathe now through July 7th for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to training camp with Sports Radio 810. This trip includes a special distillery tour, dinner, and entertainment at the Holiday Distillery in Weston, and an overnight stay in St. Joe. From there, you'll attend training camp at Missouri Western University with special access inside the ropes. All you have to do is register to win online at 810WHB.com or head into Rawhide Harley-Davidson in Olathe to sign up. Hurry and do it today.
What do you think about your insurance? Chances are it's when you're paying your bill or filing a claim. At Briar Payne Mead, we always think about your insurance. It's what we do. Buying a car, having a baby, building a home, starting a business. Then it's time to call BPM at 913-6810-099 or visit us on the web at bpminsurance.com. Great service and extremely competitive rates from the top-rated companies. Briar Payne Mead, 913-6810-099. That's 913-6810-099.
Are you ready to focus more on your golf game this year instead of enduring the process of building a brand new home? Look no further than BCI Bowen Custom Homes. They will help you determine the best opportunity for you and your family given your current situation. Do I do a remodel? Do I build the dream house I've always wanted? Your next home might be waiting for you from the many specs and furnished models they have available in Southern Johnson County. Whether you're located in Shawnee or Leawood, Mike McCown and his award-winning team are interested in helping you determine what may be best for you and your family. Again, if you're looking to spend more time on the links and eliminate the stressors of the building remodel process, call BCI Bowen at 913-444-2369 or on the web at bcibowen.com.
Diet Coke has lots of bold, delicious flavors. Blueberry acai, strawberry guava, ginger lime, and feisty cherry. Because Diet Coke knows taste buds have feelings. Actually, Diet Coke doesn't know for sure if taste buds have feelings because despite being in your mouth, taste buds can't talk. But if you're into making your taste buds feel happy, pick up an ice cold Diet Coke today. Diet Coke, because I can. Diet Coke flavors are naturally flavored.
Hey, what's up, Golf Underground Nation? This is Brian Sullivan, co-host of the Golf Underground with the Greenside Cigar Company, here to tell you about the hot new cigars that are about taking over the golf industry. And yeah, I'm talking about the patented Birdie Stogies you guys have been seeing for sale all over the local golf courses. These cigars come highly rated and are the ultra-premium alternative to that dried-up old stick you've been using to celebrate your made birdie putts. Designed to be carried in every golf bag and saved as a reward for celebratory achievement, our cigars are bringing golfers added relaxation, fun, and perhaps maybe even a little luck. from mild to medium, smooth to sweet. We have a cigar suitable for every taste palate and golfers at all skill levels. So no matter your celebratory occasion, enjoying a victory stogie at the clubhouse after a low round, immediately after a made birdie putt, or hey, even to help you relax and simply celebrate being out on the golf course, make sure you never approach the first tee again without one of our beautiful cigars in your golf bag. So learn more and order online at greensidecigars.com or just Google the birdie stogie, because after all, there can only be one. Welcome back, Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. We're having a great time today. By the way, this segment is brought to you by BCI Bowen Custom Homes. Be sure to check out bcibowen.com if you're planning on building the dream home of your future. My man Mike McCown over there will do it better than anybody else. So, hey, we're having a great program today with JT Poston. Had a hell of a weekend and was in the final group just yesterday. And we're talking real-world golf stories here. You know, I mean, this isn't like some boring... You know, hey, JT, we're not giving you a cookie-cutter boring questions, are we?
No, not at all. These are good ones.
Yeah, you know what? So listen, in doing my my homework, probably my favorite story was, first of all, what are your thoughts on Vijay Singh? You must be a bit of a fan of his because he had a little problem and couldn't get into PGA, huh?
I am, yeah. That was very nice of him to pull out and let me into the field. I think I owe him a beer.
Yeah, so tell us about the hotel room arrangements, because that's funny.
Yeah, so starting off, we were the eighth alternate to the PGA and did not think that we were going to get in. We were eighth alternate probably the weekend of Dallas, the week before the PGA, and so weren't really planning on getting in, didn't have any hotel reservations, flights booked, or anything like that. And come Monday morning, I got a phone call saying that I was the second alternate. And I had heard some rumors that Justin Thomas might be pulling out, so we thought there was a good chance that we were the first alternate. And so then you start thinking, well, I guess we're an alternate, especially first alternate, we got to go up there and at least be on site. So we kind of scrambled, and we found this hotel room. It was in the host hotel. They only had one room left, so that was our only option. And it was a king bed with a pull-out couch. And Fleener volunteered to take the pull-out couch, but it was not a very good pull-out couch. It was. I could hear how uncomfortable it was when he laid down it. We had fun with it and took a video of him talking about his bed. And then I walked out. I think I got out of the shower and he had taken his suitcase and I left him. Like he could use the drawers in the hotel if he wanted, and he took it and put it all in the kitchen cabinets in our room, and like perfectly organized and everything.
Oh my God! Like a good caddy should be, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this though: at any point did you consider just having him shimmy up next to you in that kingside bed?
I felt bad, and I was like, dude, I can. It's a king bed. I can get over it. We can do this if you like. I don't want you to be uncomfortable. And he was like, "No, I'm gonna go get a." And he went and bought an air mattress that actually he said turned out to be really comfortable. So he did away with the pull out bed and blew up an air mattress right in the middle.
He claims that's the meanest thing you've done to him. Is that the meanest thing you've done to him? Making him sleep on the air mattress. If so, you're a great boss.
Oh man, I feel like I can't think of any that off the top of my head. That could be.
Yeah,
I think there's probably been some times on the golf course that I've probably been not the nicest boss.
Well, JT, I think it's important that you know that our own Kevin Ward, Top Golf champion, had the same decision to face when we were down at the Dell Match Play. So I didn't have a hotel room, and we had we were staying at our buddy Parker McCollum's house, and there was a king size bed, and I said, "Well, where am I going to sleep?" And he said, "Well, they kind of shimmy up next to me," and we actually did sleep in the same king size bed. It was a little weird for the first few minutes, but you know, like when my toes started touching his calves, I got a little freaked out, you know. But then I got out. I had a nice sleep.
You got a little freaked out. How about I got a little freaked out?
So, yeah,
All right.
I didn't want any of that. We're two big guys, so that was going to happen no matter what.
So tell the listeners a little bit about you might have been mistaken for your age and also maybe the valet down at the Honda. Tell us about what happened.
Yeah, that was pretty good. It was my rookie year on tour and playing the Honda Classic, staying right there at PGA National, which was probably a mistake that I don't think I'll do again, just because of how crazy and busy it is. But I didn't know any better because I was a rookie. And one of the nights I'm leaving, I think it was Friday night or I can't remember, maybe Thursday night, and I'm leaving the hotel to go meet up with some family for dinner, and I walk out the front, and there's a big backup at the front door with valet and stuff, and so I'm kind of walking in between cars, weaving around these cars, trying to get to the parking lot where I'm parked, and a guy hops out of his car, and he yells at me. He's like, "Hey, are you one of the valet guys?" And, like, before I can even, like, tell him that I'm not, he throws his keys at me. It hits me in the chest. I catch him, and I'm like, I was totally, like, taken aback, like, not expecting anything, like, and didn't really know what to say. And I stopped him, and I was like, "Look, I'm not a valet guy. I'm here for the tournament. I'm one of the players. Like, I'm just going to my car." And he just, like, I mean, he threw me my keys and was ready to, he was already starting to walk off. And so the funny part was I tweeted about it. I thought it was pretty funny. And it went viral. And I basically told what happened on Twitter and used the hashtag playbetter. So maybe next time he would recognize that I was a player and not one of the valet guys. But it was funny. A lot of people on social media enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'd say.
So. I love it. You got any good Tiger stories or anything that was early on in your career where you're a little bit starstruck?
I actually have a pretty good one. Tiger was the reason why a lot of the guys my age played golf and were so competitive and wanted to play out here. I can remember watching him as a kid, like most people. But at Torrey Pines, when he kind of, this would have been 2 years ago, I think, playing at Torrey Pines, and it was just one of his first tournaments back from being hurt, and there was a lot of excitement around, and everybody, including the players that were in the field, were excited for him to be there and playing, and I had never met him. And so one of the days I'm practicing after my round on the range, I'm kind of wrapping it up, and he comes onto the range after his round and starts hitting some balls probably, I don't know, 10 or 15 feet down the range from me. And I kind of finish up, and I didn't even realize I was doing it, but I was sitting there just watching him hit drivers. And there were maybe two or three other guys on the range, and he hit a couple of them, and I'm just sitting there staring, and he noticed me staring at him, and he just kind of, like, smiled, and that was when I realized that I was staring at him. I was like, "Oh, my bad." Definitely was a little starstruck and just kind of, like, taking it in. Like, I couldn't even believe I was sitting here, you know, hitting balls next to this guy trying to beat him this week. And he was really funny about it. He was nice about it. He shook my hand, said hello, and wished me the best.
That's pretty good. That's pretty solid.
Hey, what has surprised you most, right, now that you've been on there a little bit and you're starting to make some waves? What do you know now about the PGA Tour that surprised you, that you would have no clue 4 or 5 years ago that this is how it was?
I guess just how competitive it is and how tough it is. I mean, obviously you think, okay, PGA Tour, this is, these are obviously the best players in the world. And so the level of golf is going to be great, but just the amount of guys that play the PGA Tour in a season that are so good and so competitive, it's, You know, I didn't expect it to be that hard just to keep your job, just to, you know, finish top 125 on the list and keep your job for the next year. I mean, those guys that are finishing between 200 and 125 are all great players, and you know, they may not have had a great year, but they probably weren't that far off. That was probably the biggest surprise for me, or thing that I didn't really expect.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Are the guys cooler than you thought, or more stiff?
I would say most of the guys are really nice and they're cooler, but it's definitely a lot more stiff and serious than I would say playing on the web.com tour was. The web.com tour, you're going, you're playing, and then at night you're going and hanging out with all your buddies and eating dinners and stuff like that. And on tour, you still do that a little bit, but it's almost like once the tournament starts, everybody's a lot more serious, and practice rounds are more serious, and it's just
I think it comes with the territory too. When I was banging around on the mini tours, me and James Nitties would go out till 2 a.m. every night, and somehow the guy would shoot like 15 under every week. But I think I think too, the guys are just more serious. There's more dough. Also guys are, you know, let's pick on Woodland. He's gonna have three kids now. So again, you got to be a little bit more responsible. And then, you know, you've just got more obligations off the course and family time. So
yeah,
that's definitely a big factor too. I mean, there's a lot on the line, obviously, with how much money we're playing for. You don't want to take that lightly and you know, mess around. But yeah, at the same time, you got guys that have families that they're trying to take care of, and when they're not on the golf course, they're either spending time with their families or, you know, doing whatever.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we're going to take just one more short commercial break. When we come back, what do you think, Gordo? Do we rapid fire JT?
We're going to rapid fire and see, since he's taking the week off next week, we want to see who he thinks is going to play well up in Minnesota.
JT's picks.
JT's picks.
Oh my gosh! Hey, this could be like a new hashtag. JT's picks every week.
Hashtag play better.
Yeah, it's gonna say posted.
I'm about to do my research right now.
All right, go to work. Hey, we're on the Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
This is Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City 94.5 FM. Time to cowboy up. The 8th annual Matt Mason Memorial Cowboy Up Triathlon is at Smithville Lake on August 4th. It's the most patriotic triathlon in the Midwest, remembering and honoring those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. Register today at cowboyuptriathlon.com. That's cowboyuptriathlon.com. This year, there will be a long and a short course. Don't forget the kids. Register your kid for the Cowboy Up Fun Run. Go to cowboyuptriathlon.com. That's cowboyuptriathlon.com. Register to race, volunteer, or donate today.
Dismal River Club is a 5-star private golf and hunting club located in the sand hills of western Nebraska. 36 holes of championship golf, including a Tom Doak design and a Jack Nicklaus design, a private runway, luxury cabins, and incredible meals prepared by their executive chef make Dismal River Club one of the nation's most unique and sought-after golf and outdoor experiences. There is truly something for everyone. Visit DismalRiver.com to get more information about the new spa activities, family activities, membership opportunities, and corporate retreat packages.
New golf clubs, big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money.
Oh, heck, I'll buy the clubs, put them in my new golf cart, watch the U.S. Open on my big screen after I play a round of golf.
Better give Star Companies, Inc. a call today to start saving big. That's Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, or visit starcompanieskc.com.
You wouldn't select a driver when you're putting on the green, just like you wouldn't choose a putter to get out of a sand trap. When choosing a club, you want to make sure you have the right tool for the job, and the same goes for selecting a wealth advisor. At Mariner Wealth Advisors, we believe in putting the client first, always. This isn't just our motto, it's our way of doing business and part of our fiduciary standard. Navigating your unique journey takes a partner who is as committed to reaching your financial destination as you are. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location and an advisor near you, and let us help you navigate your financial future.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC registered investment advisor. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
Welcome back, Golf Underground ESPN Radio. What's better than The Clash bringing us into our final segment there, Wardo?
Well, the final segment is the 19th hole, so there's nothing better than The Clash and the 19th hole.
Nah, and I bet you JT would be fun to sit around a 19th hole with and have a nice pint of Guinness.
Well, he's about to have a pint. It's almost 5 o'clock down there in Atlanta, so he's probably about to have one and enjoy his day off.
All right. So, JT Poston, thanks for joining us, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So you're not playing, was it, next week? So, this week it's in the Twin Cities, right?
Who do you like?
Man, Brooks Koepka. I mean, that's the easy answer. He's been playing some great golf, but some names that I'd say people aren't thinking as much about would be maybe my buddy Keith or Harris English. They've had some flashes of good golf, and I think it's just a matter of them putting four good rounds together instead of two or three like they have been.
I love Harris English's golf swing, by the way. I'm ready for that guy to start crushing it.
Yeah, he's been trending. I mean, he played good this week. I don't think he played like he wanted to on the weekend, but he's definitely shown some flashes of some really good golf.
I love it. All right, here we go. We're going to go the emergency. It's normally the emergency 9. We only got time for the emergency 4. So here we go. Okay. Brought to you by Sheridan's Unforked. Eating good and feeling good. Favorite star, social media star, in your opinion, Club Pro Guy or Crunchy Pete?
Crunchy Pete.
Great answer. Favorite beer, Bud Light, Coors Light, or maybe a little VODs?
That's not beer, by the way.
Coors Light all day.
Hey, he's like George Brett. He loves the Coors Light.
But did you pick up on that question, JT? So what's your favorite beer? And they put vodka at the end.
I know what his caddy drinks.
I know what Big Cat's answer is.
Oh, I do too.
He eats the can.
He does eat the can. All right. What three tour pros or even caddies should be on this show, assuming that you've enjoyed yourself today?
I would say Keith Mitchell, Brandon Harkins, and Joel Damon.
I like it. We got Joel coming in town here in September. He's a good friend and a friend of a friend and know him well. So we're gonna get him in and have him in the studio.
Yeah,
that'll be great. That'll be pure entertainment. Y'all are gonna have some fun.
Awesome. Well, listen, hey JT, my man, thanks so much for joining us today. This was great to meet you. We heard so many great things about you. We've been following you, and man, what's better than seeing guys who work their butt to get to where they are and are starting to sniff success? So, I mean, it's, you know, we're buddies. Of course, Wardo's great buddies with Woodland, and to watch this journey has been just fun. These stories are off the charts. So, would you just keep kicking ass, please?
Yeah, you got it. You got it. I appreciate it, guys.
And if your caddy slips up or misreads a putt, or if you let him even read putts, kick him in the face for me.
Okay. Got it. Now that I got your permission, I'm going to tell him it's not me, it was you.
Done and done. All right, we'll get out to an event later this year and come watch you kick some butt.
Awesome. Look forward to it.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was JT Poston. What do you think, my man?
Solid show.
Solid show. Guy. Solid guy. I mean, you're bringing them all in, Wardo.
He's a great golf ambassador. Fun to talk to. Love the stories, and great guy. A lot of success coming his way here in the near future.
And of course, what you and I will be doing next week is heading to Dismal River Golf Club out in western Nebraska for our great sponsors of the program.
It's going to be a great trip.
Hey, you're not going to let me shoot a gun, are you?
Probably not.
With an eye patch on?
No guns, no eye patches for you, bud.
A vodka, gun, and an eye patch. What could go wrong?
You need one of those three.
I'll take the vods. All right, so hey, listen, join us next week. We're going to have another great time. Who knows what guests we're going to have, but we've got the full lineup next week. Wardo and Sully in the Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.